1400 WOND, South Jersey's news talk leader. Listen online at WONDradio.com.
It's 10 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. She was a singing sensation on social media. Someday, my prince. And rose to fame on the TV talent show The Voice. Christina Grimmie was gunned down last night after a concert in Orlando.
Overnight, aspiring singer and former star of The Voice, Christina Grimmie, shot and killed right in front of her fans. According to police, Grimmie was gunned down by a man in the crowd. Her brother Mark, who often joined her on her YouTube channel, tackled the gunman. That gunman dead after turning the gun on himself. Police say he was carrying two firearms. No word yet on whether he knew Christina personally.
ABC's Adrian Bankard reporting. Donald Trump is back out on the campaign trail, blasting critics who say he's racist and rolling out a new slogan, Make America Great Again for Everyone.
Donald Trump is campaigning today in Pennsylvania. Next week, he heads out on a tour of key battleground states. But the question now, after we've seen some mixed messages, is which Donald Trump will actually show up.
ABC's Mary Bruce reporting. A deadly plane crash in California last night. Authorities say the pilot and passenger of that small plane died when they went down, crashing into a townhouse in Hawthorne. No one was at home at the time, but neighbor Delano Beckles was next door.
We all heard a big boom. They thought it was an earthquake, but I thought one of the trees fell out here.
Authorities still trying to determine what went wrong. A military flyover and parades in England today celebrating the birthday of Queen Elizabeth this weekend, even though she turned 90 in April. ABC's Lama Hassan is there.
The Queen gets to celebrate two birthdays, the actual day that she was born on, and traditionally and historically the monarch gets to celebrate again when it's nicer weather in the summer. But this is England, and the forecast says it's going to rain later today, but that's not going to dampen the spirits here. Everyone is ready to party.
ABC's Lama Hassan at Buckingham Palace. You're listening to ABC News.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Throughout my career, I've developed hundreds of innovative products. The most rewarding part has been creating the ones that make people's lives easier. That's what Cabbage does for small business owners. Cabbage has developed a simple and flexible way for business owners to get a line of credit of up to $100,000. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. There are no fees to set up your line, and you pay nothing until you take a loan. Cabbage has provided over $2 billion in funding to 80,000 small businesses. Cabbage customers use their line many times a year for marketing, hiring, inventory, or any business needs that come up. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and has been named a Forbes Top 100 company twice in a row. So visit Cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Make Cabbage your first resort for business funding.
News Talk 1400, WOND, South Jersey weather.
Partly sunny, warmer, more humid. Could be a couple of scattered thunderstorms today. Upper 70s along the shore, mid-80s on the mainland. A southerly wind today for a change. 10 to 15 miles an hour. Ocean temperature near 60. High UV index, safe sun time 20 minutes. High tide about 1:45 early this afternoon. Low tide in the 7 o'clock hour this morning and evening. There's a low risk of rip currents. In the Longport Media 24-hour weather center, I'm meteorologist Dan Skeldon.
This weather brought to you by Glen Insurance. Think Glen Insurance, that's Glen with two N's, for all your insurance needs.
News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey traffic.
We've got a down pole in Mays Landing, Route 40 at Route 50. That's Mill Street at the Harding Highway. Police directing motorists through the area. No problems right now along the Atlantic City Expressway. Garden State Parkway looks good from the ACX down to Cape May. No problems for now along the Black Horse Pike, the White Horse Pike, or right along the Delsey Drive. This report brought to you by CeCe's Pizza. Can you believe it? CeCe's now has three stuffed crust pizzas. Original pepperoni, new pretzel, and new bacon stuffed. Try them all. And your other CeCe favorites for just five and change. The CeCe's Buffet just got better. Believe it. I'm John Butter with the radio you can depend on. News Talk 1400 WOND.
Hi, this is Colonel David Pavey, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 514th Air Mobility Wing at Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst in New Jersey. Military experience can add greatly to your life as it has mine and provide many adventures. There are many part-time jobs in the Air Force Reserve here in New Jersey which will allow you to advance your civilian career or continue your education while serving close to home. The Air Force Reserve offers positions with excellent training, including areas such as airlift, air refueling, and aeromedical evacuation. As you learn new skills, you will receive competitive pay, tuition assistance, and many other benefits. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212. That's 800-257-1212.
This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve and aired by the New Jersey Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Did you know that the rate of diagnosis of melanoma has continued to rise for the past 30 years? In 2016 alone, the American Cancer Society estimates that there will be more than 76,000 new diagnoses of melanoma, and more than 10,000 of those affected will die from this deadly disease. On Friday, June 17th, help us make a difference.
With the social event of the summer,
the third annual Make the Best of It Bash, as we celebrate the life and work of Tara Miller. Cocktails and delicious small bites in the beautiful Tropicana in Atlantic City, along with a silent auction with amazing one-of-a-kind experiences. Proceeds benefit the Tara Miller Foundation, where 100% of every dollar contributed goes directly to melanoma research. There are no administrative expenses, so please plan to join us on June 17th. Tickets are available at the door or theTaraMillerFoundation.org. That's TaraMillerFoundation.org. And together, we'll make the best of it and work to find a cure to this devastating disease.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hear that? Of course not, because a dead car battery doesn't make a sound. You know who does make sound? Your daughter. And if you miss her big game, she'll make plenty of angry, high-pitched sounds. Better head to your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. We offer free battery testing, a 3-year replacement warranty on our platinum batteries, and free installation from one of our parts pros. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Meet Roy.
Hi. I mean, hello. I mean, hey. Top of the morning to you.
Roy suffers from decisophobia, the inability to make up one's mind. For decisophobias, ordering lunch can take hours.
Ooh, the chicken salad looks good. Oh, so does the grilled cheese. On second thought, how about the tuna fish? No, I mean the turkey club.
So to help Roy, we're taking him to Autolenders to buy a car.
Wait, don't they have...
Exactly, Roy. Autolenders has over 126 different makes, models, and styles to choose from. Hondas, Nissans, Toyotas, Lexus, Infinities, Jeeps, and more.
So many choices.
Easy does it, Roy. They're all one-owner, low-mileage cars, all certified with new tires and brakes, so you can't make a wrong choice.
Oh, in that case, I'll take the dark blue 2014 Honda Accord.
Are you sure, Roy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you suffer from decisophobia? Then visit Autolenders.com or any of their 6 New Jersey locations in Voorhees, Williamstown, Toms River, Lakewood, Egg Harbor Township, and Lawrenceville. Autolenders, a smarter way to buy a car.
Hey, I'm the future you. Listen, we regret not going out more. All we did was play video games against that guy from Indonesia. But we can fix this. TGI Fridays, dine and drink. Get a petite sirloin, cheddar mac and cheese, and a glass of wine. Or a juicy truffle stack burger, fries, and a margarita, all for just $12. By the way, that guy we beat from Indonesia, yeah, he was 11.
Pick a meal and a drink for just $12. Don't miss dine and drink, only at Fridays. Ending soon. Valid on select items only. Restrictions may apply. Offer valid at participating locations for a limited time while supplies last. Please drink responsibly.
South Jersey's News Talk, 1400 WOND.
News Talk 1400 WOND welcomes you to Table for Two, a celebration of culinary excellence, including the latest South Jersey restaurant food and entertainment news, special guest chefs, cooking tips, recipes, and fun. Now, here's your host of Table for Two, chef and restaurateur for 50 years, your food, lodging, and travel connection, Joe Massaglia.
All right, Joe is back on the air.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, everyone at the studio. And do we have an exciting show coming up for you today? Joe Stable for two. He's going to tell you all the things that he's done this week, the traveling, what he's done, what he ate, good and bad. But I tell you, at the studio this morning, it's like a restaurant here. We have some incredible guests. Natalie Bailey, of course, she's here. I'm honored to have her. She's
Thanks,
my
Joe.
Culinary advisor. She's the voice behind the tip, of course.
The tips.
Culinary
mm-hmm.
tip. And I am honored to have Mr. Rastelli himself as a guest today. Rastelli Corporation, Rastelli Meats, Rastelli Seafood, you name it, Rastelli Global. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Joe. It's great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. And I figure we have all this food, we have all this charcuterie and breads. Why not bringing in some good, good local homemade beers? Cape May Brewery. Ryan Krill is here. Good morning, Ryan.
Oh, good morning. Thanks so much for having
me. It's wonderful to have you. So, are we hungry yet?
I'm just took a piece of salami.
I, violin. Speaking about that, we're going to tell you what we have on this Mamma Mia take of charcuterie, which is from, most of this is from Rastelli Shore in Martin. But yes, if you're hungry yet, Brianna? Yes, she's already chewing on something. You're welcome to come by and have some of Sal's beautiful French toast. I just
will.
Picked them up. But we are here to make you hungry. That's what my job here is, to make you hungry, just like Ed used to do. And Ed had all these beautiful things. So we got to continue the tradition. And, yeah, my job is to make you hungry. So if you have any questions pertaining to food, travel, lodging, call me at 609-927-1100. We're here to take your call. Let's talk about food and travel, restaurants, leave politics aside, you know, with too much politics, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we could hear a little bit more about Trump and Hillary Clinton, you know.
No.
We've heard enough.
Only as it relates to food and beer.
So, what did Joe do this week? Of course, behave myself, so I want to let Nancy Adler know, our nutritionist, that Joe went out to the restaurant week in Cape May. Still going on, right, Ryan? I believe the Cape May restaurant week is still on. Have you taken advantage of that? Or?
Oh, man, we're just on tap at every single bar and restaurant in Cape May.
There
so we're definitely
go.
A part of it.
I noticed that. You're definitely a part of it.
Uh-huh.
Right. I had the pleasure to travel and still pay a visit to my friend Alfredo Fischione at That's Amore.
How's Alfredo doing?
Alfredo is doing good. He's looking for help like anyone down the shore at this time. So
Every chef I've spoken to this week.
Yes. So,
looking for help. Line cooks, everything.
And it's the nature of the shore.
Wow.
Comes June, we're looking for help.
So if anybody out there needs a job, I'm
going to see Alfredo Fischione at
and Joe Massaglia.
And Joe Massaglia as
and
well.
Chef Jack Whalen at Great Bay Country
and
Club.
Him too.
He's looking too.
I would just have to put that on our website
coming
up next week. We have job posting.
Great.
So no need to go to Greg List any longer. You just go to Joe Stable for two and go into job posting. If you want to sell equipment, you want to sell some of the brewery equipment, go to Joe Stable for two. And Ray will have the first spot on the opening page with the Rastelli brand logo.
Terrific.
And we're going to talk about the promotion that he runs for his corporation.
Right.
But first,
where were you
Cape
this
May.
Week?
I was at the That's Amore, our dear friend Alfredo. I was at Amici, again, in Summers Point.
Mr. Meatball.
Mr. Meatball. You can't go wrong with Summers Point.
And his family-style dinners.
And his family-style dinner. Unbelievable. I thought the Jack Firehouse Meatball were fantastic. But
I think they're both good.
They're both good. Different
tastes.
Maybe we should bring them to the to the shop at the Rastelli place on 73.
Maybe we should have Joe Massaglia's meatball cook-off.
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, when we get to meatballs and tomato sauce and gravy,
we do them without the sauce.
I'm going to have to call Mrs. Ranalli, Lorraine Ranalli, and have a little input on her book. What else? Amodo Mio, My Way in Sea Isle. Excellent, excellent restaurant. 59th and Landis. Eric Ruka is a great host and an incredible take on food. And he uses actually your meat, right?
Yes.
I said was fantastic.
And their website is very nice.
It
and
is.
User-friendly.
Yes. And if you are buying CI, a lot of people traveling down, CI, Avalon, Stone Harbor, pay them a visit or call them at 486-5455. Eric, as for Eric, maybe you get a limoncello for free.
Maybe.
Everyone had mentioned Joe's Table for Two. Now we have to say you go to the Kidman Brewery. Get a free beer.
Free samples.
Free samples. However, I was very impressed with the restaurant week in Cape May, and we went to see our friend Matthew, which was supposed to be on our show last week, but he couldn't.
Oh, he couldn't. That's right.
Got tied up. Somehow they opened this farm-to-table new store around the corner, and he was overwhelmed. The last moment he comes and said, that's all right.
Maybe he can come in July.
He may come in July when it's a little bit. And I went to see him at the Abbott Room at the Virginia Hotel. Nothing like it. I had a couple of guests of mine ordering from the menu, which was incredible. And I had the restaurant week, because why not take advantage?
It's a lovely setting.
Lovely, lovely, lovely compliment to our chef.
Do they still have the piano music in the side
They do.
Room? Yeah.
They do, and that's what makes the place so perfect. So, that's Amore in Cape May, Alfredo Fischione. Give them a call at 898-3663. Abbott Room, if you're there, it's a must. We're going to have the Washington Inn very soon, about the Gregg family.
Good.
But in the meantime, this week I took a ride to see Mr. Rastelli's store on 73. Everybody talks about it. Everybody's aware of the store, but I wanted to experience that myself. So I'm driving up with a friend of mine, and I tell you, the moment you pull up to the store, you look up and says, wow. But the moment you walk in, this 36,000 square feet of shopping galore is like being transported in Europe.
It's a kid in a candy store.
Whoever designed that place, the ideas, the colors, the terracotta, the food display, unbelievable. So compliment. I believe your general manager I met, Chris.
Chris Spencer, yes.
yes.
Chris and thank you for coming down and taking a good look.
And as I was there, I felt like a little kid in a playpen. I says, look at this. You know, being from Europe, charcuterie and cheeses, I couldn't help myself but buy a few things. And I said, I'm going to bring them to the show. I didn't really have a real chef coming in today. I could have, but then. Too much going on. So I prepare a little bit of a charcuterie.
Well, we have a real chef here. You.
thank
Excuse
you.
Me. You're welcome.
Thank you. For 50 years. It's almost ready for retirement over here. And how are you doing, Brianna, today?
I'm good.
Are you good? You had a good week?
Yeah.
Brianna is our producer behind the glass. So thank you. We're going to play some Frank Sinatra later.
You got
All
it.
All right. This is a music show as well. So I'd like to get into, before... We talk about other things on traveling, our show today, and introduce Mr. Rastelli himself. Ray, it's a pleasure to have you.
Joe, thank you for having us.
I would like to ask you, first of all, Rastelli, what a name. As I mentioned to Ray, as I look online, I went on the web, there was an Enrico Rastelli, which started in the 1800s. Says, are you any kind of somehow related? No.
Don't
Thank
think
God.
So. Yes.
Don't think so. So tell me about, I know you are Rastelli the first, the second.
The second, the I'm
second.
A junior, yes.
Junior, and then your son is the third.
Yes, and my grandson is the fourth.
As the fourth.
Yes.
God. See what
yes.
I'm looking forward to?
I have
to?
A grandnephew who's the fourth.
Do you?
Yes. There you go.
So we got an opportunity just last week. Was my dad's birthday, his 88th birthday. So we had a great picture taken with the four rays. So it was something we'll cherish.
How old is number four?
Number four is 16 months old.
Oh.
16 to 88.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Now, what the Rastelli, the name Rastelli, which is has, to me, it's an incredible brand. The brand of Rastelli, it's all over. And what I like... Their brand logo is for the love of food.
Love of great food.
For the love of, I said, oh God, for the love of God. No, this is for the love of food.
Yes.
What a great take. For the love of food.
Yeah. And Joe, you know, this has been a 40-year passion of mine from when I started the business. And I started it at 18, so if you do the math, you'll be able to tell my age at this point. But
12.
Yes, there you go. But, you know, at 18, my wife and I opened up a little tiny butcher shop, and that's what it started with, a 15 feet wide and 30 feet deep butcher shop.
Where was that located?
That was located in a little town called Oak Valley, which in Deptford, New Jersey.
Deptford?
And that's where I grew up. Looked at the area. We thought a butcher shop was needed, so we put up a butcher shop. Knew nothing about the meat business.
Butcher shops are always needed.
Wait a minute. You didn't know anything at all?
Knew nothing at all about the meat business.
This is very much in common, because when I opened my first pizzeria 30 years ago, I had no idea what to do with pizza. Believe it or not, Ryan. But I said the location was right, the opportunity was there, and I figured, hey, I'm going to learn. But
that's
you went into a field of butchering, so you figured, well, the butcher shop is needed.
Did you actually do the butchering?
I did. I learned how to. I was fortunate to be able to hire a really great butcher and his wife. And his wife is still with us today after 40 years.
She's running
our meat department in Marlton. So
she's running the meat department, of course.
Yeah, when you get into Marlton store, you'll see Sharon in there.
Stop and say hello to Sharon.
Yes.
And one thing we have in common, another thing we have in common with Ray, when I went to see Ray, of course, I know about the family and the meats, which we're going to talk about, the export and seafood company. I said, Ray, you and I have something in common. I was trained as a young kid, a slaughterhouse butcher.
Yes, you were, you said. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And thank God I was able to take those 2 years of training, a very hard work those days, the early 70s.
Yeah.
I soon find out that wasn't going to be
you were not going to be a butcher the rest
so
of
I don't
your
know
life.
How he trained, but I was into the slaughterhouse, slaughtering the old-fashioned mm-hmm. way, and it was good, because it came very good after my career. Yeah.
My grandfather was a butcher in the 1920s, and he lost his business when the Depression hit. It's a hard business.
It is a hard business, but, you know, people have to eat, so there's one benefit to it. Right. But at the end of the day, you got to make sure you're providing the consumer what they expect, what they want, and need to be fair, and it has to create a value.
How long were you in the butcher business before you took your next step?
So we
you were 18,
opened,
you said?
I was 18.
Married
at 18, and a young daughter. So we started life as parents very, very early. And you know the feeling of sink or swim?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what it was. That fear of failure really gets in your blood, and you better do something.
Married
about
at 18.
Married at 18. So,
I thought of getting married at 18, but I wasn't quite ready. You must have been really, really,
still married to the same woman after 40 years.
Oh, God bless. 40 years?
Yes, 40 years.
Guess what? I'm celebrating my 40th next week.
Congratulations. Ours was just this past week. That's wonderful.
And I'm older than both of you.
Yes.
So we basically, at that point, we started to grow the business, opened up a second, a third, a fourth, and finally 10 retail butcher shops.
Amazing!
And it was the kind of thing that you work very, very hard to do. And what really began to occur is our reputation for our product started to get to the local restaurants. So the local restaurants started coming to us.
Okay.
And as that began to happen, I realized that was a really interesting part of the business, where I didn't have to wait for a customer to come in the door. I could actually go and knock on a door of a customer, which was the restaurants. And that's what we did. We started to actually go out and talk to the different restaurants.
Philadelphia, and, Cherry Hill.
Primarily really in South Jersey. And before we know it, we had hundreds of restaurants buying product from us, and that's when we built our first small processing facility, which was also in Deptford. It was only 10,000 square feet, so it was very small to begin with.
So when you talk to a great businessman like Ray and his family, you learn one thing right away. You may be a great businessman because you were made and you were left all the goodies.
Right.
From daddy and family, like Donald Trump, of course.
Yes.
I didn't say that. Would you please see that we're promoting Donald Trump without even wanting that? But that's all right. That's why his name is on the air.
You could also mention Carl Icahn.
There you go.
No,
Carl
I think Icahn. He started like you did from hard work.
When you start a business that 30 years later is becoming worldwide known and from local to global,
starting with hard work,
that's another great way to promote the mm-hmm. business. Truly, you said, oh, the guy's
Silver spoon.
No, people, they self-made, like you and so many others, and said, look, I started with a small store, and look at today. This, how do you feel when you see your incredible...
the results of all your hard
enterprise.
Work.
Enterprise. Yeah.
You know, I get asked that question often because of the size the company has grown to. But I feel the same way I did when I was 18. And I think that's really important to never forget where you came from, because you can always draw on that and pull that back, because it does still take hard work every day. And you have to love it. You know, we all talk about our businesses, and if we didn't love what we do, we wouldn't be successful at it.
Well, you started with two employees, or four, yes, if you count, yes, you and four. Your wife. How mm-hmm. many do you have now?
About 850. So that's a little more daunting. But, you know, but we refer to those, we don't really refer to them as employees. They're all part of our family. And I think when you walk through our facilities, and Joe, you've been to our facilities, yeah. I think, you know, everyone that comes into our facility is a guest. You know, so even when they walk into our Marlton store on Route 73, you're not a customer. You're a guest. You're in our house. We're going to treat you like a guest. And we think that's important.
And that's important, because you have that feel when you go shopping. You're just not entering. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the store now on 73.
Right. It's very warm and very welcoming and laid out beautifully.
It's a big superstore, 36,000 square feet. You can't get lost on that store. But the moment you walk in, as I said, the way you're set up, and the people are welcoming you. Everyone you talk to behind any of the working stations are there to please you. And we walked in. Nobody knew me. And I was with Walt, as a matter of fact. And we're strolling around. And can we do something for you? Can we have you taste? I was by the charcuterie, the cheeses, of course.
Well, I'm going to assume.
It's just great.
I'm assuming staff training is an important part of your business.
Yeah, staff training is very critical. You know, starting with the right people to begin with, people who are passionate. So when we embarked on hiring, and we have over 200 employees at that particular location, we didn't look for just an employee. We looked for somebody who was going to have the same passion as we do in our family. So when you go to our meat counter, you're going to see real butchers. When you get to our seafood segment, they're seafood mongers. Our cheese people are experts in cheese. So we really tried to find experts in every one of our categories so that when you walk in,
terrific,
it becomes an experience. And what we tried to create, and Joe, you mentioned earlier, kind of a European feel, our shoppers that come to Marlton and shop 2, 3, 4 times a week, which is a much different shopping experience.
That's quite a high percentage compared to your standard grocery stores.
It really is. And part of it is because it's an experience. We wanted to create an experience. We wanted to make sure we created a lot of action stations that would invoke questions. So when you go to our produce section, we actually have a produce butcher who will actually...
I've never heard
actually,
that term.
No, exactly. We have a produce butcher who will actually walk through that produce department, cut apples and oranges open for you, let you taste them, actually bring you back to the produce butcher area, cut watermelons open, and see if it's the right one for you. So we try to really educate our customers, because it really is a foodie destination.
So if it's not the right watermelon, then
we're
you go to another watermelon.
Terrific. Yes, yes.
I just had that experience with a honeydew this week.
Yes, and that
I should have gotten it at your place.
But when you're talking with an expert, and our produce folks are really experts, that's what their passion is in, just like my passion is in the meat side of the business. They care about that customer going home and having a great experience with it. You know, we run every Saturday and Sunday there are tasting events with all of our different departments, including our wine, beer and spirits as well. So lots of activity going on, and that event is really critical.
So are Saturday and Sundays your highest traffic volume days?
They are, yes. They're by far the most high in traffic, and events are outside and inside. So we've got grilling events going on, and it's wonderful because it's all about the education of the food.
That's so important.
And pairing that food with the right beers and the right wines. And it makes people recognize that we are really a food family. And
destination.
We are. If it involves food, it involves us.
We have time. If someone's driving up from South Jersey, let's say from Ocean City, and they forget their cooler, do you provide coolers for them?
We do.
And ice for them to...
They have bags.
We do. We have bags and
coolers.
And we recognize that there's a lot of customers that come from the Cape May and area and further north that come up to Marlton. And it's critical for that food to be safe on their trip home.
Correct.
Right, food safety is critical, and we do an entire food safety program there as well. We have kids teaching as well, where we have kids classes, and kids come in to learn how to make pizzas. We have 30 different we have 30 chefs in our kitchen.
30 chef. I was just going to we'll talk about that right after this commercial break. Brianna is going to send me into our first spaghetti break, right, Brianna? All right. Is the water boiling? Good, because you got to have boiling water.
And salt.
You're a good cook, right, Brianna? You know how to boil spaghetti.
Yes.
What's spaghetti al dente supposed to be cooked? That's 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Eight, depending on the size. In Rome, they have it very, very al dente. It's called corda di guitarra. It's so stiff, it's like playing guitar. So we have a first break coming up, and then we'll be back at the studio with Ray and Ryan.
The war of words between Donald Trump and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren heating up.
Donald Trump and Elizabeth Warren are in an all-out brawl. Donald Trump has been mocking her on the campaign trail for claiming she has Native American ancestors.
Pocahontas!
While Warren has launched blistering attacks against Trump.
A loud, nasty, thin-skinned fraud.
This war is now playing out on Twitter, where Trump has been saying Warren has a, quote, nasty mouth, and Warren has been telling Trump, quote, no, seriously, delete your account.
ABC's Mary Bruce reporting. We may learn more about the gunman who shot and killed singing pop star Christina Grimmie last night following her concert.
I came in like a
The 22-year-old singer rose to fame on the talent show The Voice. Police are set to hold a press conference this coming hour. In France, soccer fans clashing ahead of today's Euro 2016 game in Marseille. Police moving in and clearing the crowds. It's the second day of clashing for fans. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey traffic.
We've got delays now on the Atlantic City Expressway from the airport down onto the Garden State Parkway. Along the parkway, you're looking pretty good. Slow driving on the Delsey Drive as you make your way down through Dennisville. No problems for now on the Black Horse Pike or the White Horse Pike, and no delays out along Route 9. This report brought to you by CeCe's Pizza. Can you believe it? CeCe's now has three stuffed crust pizzas. Original pepperoni, new pretzel, and new bacon stuffed. Try them all on your other favorites at CeCe's for just five and change. The CeCe's Buffet just got better. Believe it. I'm John Butterworth for Radio. You can depend on News Talk 1400 WOND.
Does your money matter to you? I hope it does. But what if you don't know much about money or investing? You don't have to take some sort of night course or read a lot of books or go to some seminar. All you need to do to get started is to make yourself a sandwich this Saturday at noon. Sit down in your kitchen and tune in to News Talk 1400 WOND for a new show, Your Money Matters, hosted by me, Brendan Canavan, registered investment advisor with Royal Alliance. Your money will thank you.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-805-1055. That's 800-805-1055 for free information. 800-805-1055. That's 800-805-1055.
WOND Pleasantville.
This is Natalie Bailey with your culinary tip. Kitchen hacks, which are ideas from food magazine editors to help you save time and effort, are all the rage right now. And some hacks are definitely great. Here are a few from Cooking Light magazine that you may want to try. To make hard-cooked eggs easy to peel, don't boil them the traditional way. Instead, steam up to a dozen eggs in a steamer basket suspended over boiling water for 15 to 16 minutes. The shells will slip right off. If you're out of powdered sugar, pulverize granulated sugar in a spice grinder to make your own. If your sautéed onions are getting too brown, toss in an ice cube to chill the pan fast. The water will evaporate quickly and your onions will be saved. Put a whole butternut squash in the microwave and zap it for 2 to 3 minutes. it'll be much easier to peel, seed, and cube. Finally, to speed up a meatloaf dinner, divide the meat into individual portions in a muffin tin and bake at 450 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes. This is Natalie Bailey for Joe Massaglia's Table for Two.
The days of wine and roses.
This is WOND's Table for Two with your food, lodging, and traveling connection, Joe Massaglia.
We are back as Joe is chewing on some nice charcuterie, some good parmigiano, the hunter style cacciatorini, and all this stuff. Welcome back to the show. Please give us a call if you're there listening, 927-1100, any question pertaining to food. Give us a call, and if you want to talk to Ray Rustelli himself or Ryan Quill from the Cayme Brewery, we're here. We're here, so give us a call. I'm going to go to Ryan, but before we go on the second break here, I'd like to thank our sponsor, which we normally do.
Correct.
Right, that's tradition, because that are the people who are making this show.
That's correct.
And, of course, we have Ray Rustelli over here is the major powerhouse.
He's number one.
He's number one.
In our hearts.
I am so happy to have his name associated with our show and the product. So there is no better... I'm reading the wrong one. For the love of food. That's right. Joe's Table for Two is powered by Rustelli Food Corporation. Well, I'm not going to read this, because usually I have one of my guests on a weekly basis reading, and then we talk about it, but today it's a little bit different. So thank you, Ray, for being part of the show, for being the show. We have thousands of people listening and following our Saturday morning show, so we like to promote the people that are love to promote as well. Right. And Rustelli is truly the company that I'm proud to have, because the story is great. We're talking about that right now, from local to global. I love that. And it's for the love of food and all that goodies. So their store, we already mentioned, we're talking about today, so we don't have to go any further, but they have several stores in Deptford, 73, and they export all over the world, over 60 countries, I believe, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And we're going to cover that as soon as we're back. So, for the love of food, call Ray Rustelli or go and see his shop.
Stop in at the store, you'll be welcomed by all his employees,
that
and you'll be blown away by the offerings, but most importantly, the quality.
Thank you.
And Ray, could you give us the number and the website that they could reach you or look you up?
Yes, well, the website is RustelliMarket.com. So you can go to that, and actually you can order products and have them shipped anywhere in the country. Or you can go to our store, actually on Route 73 in Marlton, or on Clements Bridge Road in Deptford.
In Deptford.
Is the Deptford store a little smaller?
Yes, yeah, Deptford's about 6,000 square feet.
Okay.
And if you happen to be in Poland or Russia, you're still going to find out that the Rustelli brand is there.
That is correct.
That is correct.
We are actually processing cattle in Poland and the Ukraine, and we are manufacturing product in Dubai.
And we're going to cover that as well. Oh, Dubai. Yes. No wonder the emir is now eating right.
Everyone loves American beef.
There you go. The best in the world.
It is.
Especially when he's got the stamps, the brand of Rustelli. Ryan, it's now time to export your beer in Dubai.
I think this is a real opportunity, right? I think we just drink it.
We're just going to ship it with this big cargo that, you know, Ray ships over. We just put pallets of beer from Cape May Brewery.
What's better than grill? Beef and a beer.
I don't think anything.
That's right. Ryan, glad to have you.
Again.
I know you were part of the Edsel show in the past, and hopefully I can make you feel comfortable, and we're family over here. It's a party, as you can see.
That's right, with all this yummy food.
As I gave Ryan his first glass of wine so he can loosen up. Tell me, I stopped by the brewery, and you certainly have a great story, just like Ray. But before we go to your story, I would like to say hello to George from Summers Point. He's our first caller. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Joe. How you been, buddy? You all right?
I am doing great today. How are you?
You are always doing great today. You are always doing great every day.
Are
I have
you...
a question for Mr. Estelle.
Go ahead.
The difference between a skirt steak and a flank steak. I noticed they're, they look similar, but there's a big price difference.
There is, George, and it's great, great that you called in. It's a great question. You know, the flank steak is a piece of meat that actually comes off the hind quarter, and it is about a pound and a half and is a denser product, a much thicker product. A skirt
That's a flat iron steak?
That's the flank steak. Is that what your question was, the flank steak?
No, my question was between a flat iron and a skirt steak.
Okay, flat iron is a piece of meat that comes off the shoulder or the chuck of the animal. And it is a very tender piece of meat, but it's more dense. It's more dense, similar to a strip steak. Whereas with a skirt steak, you have a product that is lots of fibrous tissue in there, but very, very tender. But what happens with a skirt steak is it takes to marinate very, very well because it actually opens up and it has lots of moisture points inside there. So two totally different pieces of meat, even though they look similar and they will eat completely different. The Mexican style cooking in Mexican restaurants always use a skirt steak.
Yes.
No. Okay. Now, have you ever heard of a meat called, I believe it's from Venezuela, called picaña?
Yes, so picaña is what we know in this country as a sirloin cap. So it's the top of the sirloin. So a picaña is, and it is the most widely used product in South America, and it's typically what you'll find at the Brazilian steakhouse type facilities.
Exactly. Now, I can get all those cuts at your shop.
Yes, you can. We carry every one of those cuts in both our Pureland Angus and many of them in our Pureland America Organic as well, because we harvest many of our own organic cattle in Nebraska.
But I noticed, I've never done a skirt steak, but I have done a flat iron steak. But I noticed there is a big price differential.
There really is. But I think you'll be thrilled with a skirt steak. It's just one of my favorite steaks, really full of flavor.
Okay, I'm going to have to try that. And I'm going to have to try the picaña also.
Yes.
Ray, what is your favorite steak?
I get asked that all the time, but my favorite steak is a bone-in rib steak. It's got all the marbling that you want and the tenderness. So.
Yeah. Hey, I believe that's Joe's favorite steak.
That's right. And used to be Ed. Even though when we used to take our trip to Luger, over there is the porterhouse, and that's right. The best of both worlds. But done the way they cook it in the prime and... Another question for Ray with meats, but first I would like to thank you, George, for calling in. How's fishing these days?
Fishing's good. It's a little windy today. I didn't go fishing today, but
no.
It's been good.
George, I think you drift by the front of my house in Summers Point.
Oh, I definitely do.
George, I'm going to send you a gift certificate to go and dine or wine somewhere. We have also here a gift certificate from actually... Ray brought a gift certificate. I'm going to send you to Ray and do some shopping with that.
Very good.
Absolutely. And you'll have a ball over there on 73. Maybe we should go together.
Yeah, I'll give you a call.
Very good, George. Thanks for calling. You stay well. Have a great week.
All right, Giuseppe.
We're back with Ryan. Ryan, same story. You started almost... Was it fun to start a brewery? It was just making. Probably you started in your garage, right?
Oh, I absolutely did. But first things first. So we have in front of us all this beautiful wine and food. And as much as I enjoy wine, I got to open up a beer.
And you're going to have to. There you go. Did you hear that? So
that's right.
Which one is that?
So I brought three beers. This is our Devil's Reach, which is a Belgian Golden Strong that we want to.
I was just going to talk about
a bunch of different awards. So I got to, if we're going to be talking beer, I'm going to be sipping a beer. I don't care.
Better.
It's only 10:30 in the morning.
We're
not
going to
judge anybody, right?
You know, ABC is not after us.
That's right. Free samples. So we got started. About 5 years ago.
Five years.
So it was me, my friend from Villanova, Chris, and my father, Bob. We were homebrewers, and I traveled and lived all over the country and saw different beer cultures. That was really exciting, especially out west. So there's people really excited about all these different flavors and styles and different things that you could do with beer. And I really wanted to bring that back home, back to New Jersey.
But see, you did the right thing. Excuse me for interrupting, but you did the right thing. You start traveling and getting knowledgeable about your what you wanted to do and mm-hmm. about product, about beers, and then you brought it back home and you start formulating your own thinking, right?
Sure.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, so not unlike Ray, I saw there was an opportunity in New Jersey. Mm. So there was not really much going on in craft beer. There were some guys who have been around for a long time
yes.
who have been doing it really well, but it wasn't the same kind of culture that I saw elsewhere.
Right.
So naively, I said, what's the worst that could happen?
Right.
So we started on a shoestring budget.
Sale.
We started with, we brewed 12 gallons at a time.
Wow.
We had
12 gallons.
One account. And we had one employee.
And who was that? Who's that account? It's the original account.
Oh, we're still on tap there. We've never not been on tap. It's Cabanas in Cape May. It's changed hands and owners and operators, but we've always been on
and
tap
they,
there.
They had faith in you, and they believed in your beer.
And every time, you know, they've got a tremendous amount of advertising out of it, because every time we tell our story of how
Cabanas.
We start, it's always Cabanas.
Good.
So, yeah, so that's how we got started. And today we're still very young. You know, compared to you guys, been doing this for a very long time, but we're 5 years old. We have 45 employees. We're distributed
that
in two states.
That's tremendous growth.
And we're one of the largest craft brewers in the state now.
Well, you are now moving your plant to the Cape May Airport, and right near the airport, right?
So we've been at the airport when we started. It was a little tiny 1,500 square foot unit.
Yeah.
And now we have two breweries, both at the airport. So we have our primary production facility at
right.
the airport with our bottling line and offices and all that sort of thing. And then we have this really great tasting room at the airport. It's open every day, year-round.
Yes.
So folks
it
come
looks
in.
Looks great
they
on
get
the
a
website.
Tour. You try different
wow.
beers.
Mm-hmm.
Our brewery is really different than a lot of breweries in New Jersey or even the region because we offer so many different beers.
I saw
you
on your
do.
Website 100 different types, and not all at one time.
Hundreds of different
sure.
beers, right? And that's the fun thing about making beer. We're not trying to make one particular beer. We're not trying to be the Devil's Reach Brewery.
Right.
We want to have the creative aspect of what we do to explore these different flavor profiles and compounds and see what we can make.
My question for you is, first of all, the picture of the hops on the website. I don't think most people have ever seen hops.
I'll admit something. When I was in college, I had no idea what was in
right.
beer,
most
but
people,
I loved it.
Okay, most people don't know what hops
at least
are.
Honest,
so,
right?
So if our listeners have never seen hops, go to your website, which is what, capemaybrewery.com.
That's right.
Beautiful picture. But can you explain to our listeners what hops are and how they affect the flavor of the beer?
Sure. So there's four. Let's start it off in the 30,000 foot view. There's four ingredients that goes into beer. Okay. It's water, hops, yeast, and a fermentable grain like
right.
barley, oats, rye, malt. Hops, they do a couple different things. They provide flavor, bitterness, and aroma. And what they look like is a big, long vine. And when they flower, they have this bud. It almost actually looks like marijuana. They're related, but it doesn't have
wow.
the good stuff or the bad stuff, kind of depending on where you stand.
I got an idea. Let's do marijuana beer.
Oh,
marijuana. Oh, the ABC would love that.
We just drink it.
Aren't
instead
they
of
doing that in Colorado?
Probably. But what
ABC
it does,
would love that. But Brianna is laughing.
What it does, though, it provides flavor, bitterness, and aroma. And we need that bitterness to balance all the sweetness that we get from the malt. So we take our malted barley and we crush it and we add hot water to it. And that hot water activates enzymes and take it from a starchy liquid to a very
sugar,
sweet liquid.
Right.
Right? And that sugar is what we need to ferment.
Right.
The hops provide the bitterness to balance that out.
Are there different types of hops, or do you use the same type of hops in all your beers?
There are hundreds of different types
really?
Of hops. And in fact, every September, we go out to Yakima, Washington, which is where the majority of...
The hops capital of the world.
Yeah, hops capital, central Washington. It's like high desert. So we go out there every year, and we pick out hops from each farm that we're going to go use for
Amazing.
The year. It's a really interesting experience.
But anyway, I think, as I said, most people don't realize what they are, so now they
it's
know.
It's really involved, and you would never know.
And beer making could be as interesting, which is as complicated in a way of a take of flavor takes, combination, hops, of course, like wine. Wine's been popular forever. We travel all over the world. We go to the Napa. We have an educational wine, which is my background. But lately, with Ed Hitzel, we would come down and travel, mm-hmm. go all over. And you go to a brewery like Cape May Brewery, and you're there, and you're looking at the chart, and you have like 20 beers to choose from, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the new release, of course, you always have. But you have a great take that you go in. You can either buy the
growler?
The glass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the growl, of course, you can take and refill. But you have that little tasting tray, which is fantastic. And it's your new releases are every month.
So good or bad, we've done 26 beers for the past 26 weeks.
Oh,
and
my
we released
goodness.
A brand new beer. And
every
in addition to
week.
That, every single week. And in addition to that, we have a chef. We call him the director of culinary ops. So he'll take one of our beers, say Devil's Reach, and inject it with fruit or spices or something. And we call it our one-off. So every Wednesday we release this other beer.
He's known to be the master brewer.
No, he's not the master brewer.
He's the master chef.
He's the special chef. Director of culinary ops. We have we actually have a brewmaster. He recently started. He used to be at Brooklyn Brewery, which is one of the biggest craft breweries in the country. Mm-hmm. And then prior to that, he was at Heineken. So when we started, it was, you know, we're home brewers. We didn't know what we were doing, and we could get us to a certain level. But we recently brought this guy in. And
the name of your brewer and master brewer and the name of your chef op?
Yeah, right. So his name is Jimmy Vaughn. So he comes with a tremendous amount of experience, and we're really excited to have him because, just like Ray, we're trying to elevate the quality of the beer and quality of the experience.
So right now you're exporting to two states, and you're planning to do plenty more, I'm sure.
Yeah, right now we're just in New Jersey, and we do it ourselves.
Right.
So like running a distribution side of the business is like its own separate entity. We're brewers, and then we have this retail area or tasting room. So it's like we have three separate things going on.
So you're only in New Jersey now?
And only in New Jersey and only really south and central New Jersey, if you recognize central Jersey.
Yes.
So, and then we're in southeastern Pennsylvania. And that's
southeastern Pennsylvania, which I'm sure you're going to take over pretty soon.
Yeah, well, we're slowly going north.
How about moving to Delaware and giving the dogfish a little bit of a competition?
Give them a run for their money? That's right.
Now, that's another great story. I've visited the company, and they're incredible.
They do a wonderful job. They're a great inspiration.
So
we're really friendly with them, and it's a really good thing.
What is your take within the next – where do you see yourself in the next 5-10 years to be in Ohio and states?
Our goal is not world domination.
Quality.
We want to be – yes, exactly. Focus on quality and be known in our region as – the brewery. That is our goal.
That's the great answer.
And put New Jersey on the map. For
and
craft
put
beer.
New Jersey on the map, and you better be a big fish in a small sea, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
Ryan, I'd like to ask you a question. How long does it take to actually brew?
Sure. So there's a couple different processes that go with it. When you brew beer, right, you're taking those four ingredients that I mentioned to put those all together into a liquid, which we call wort. So beer is not beer until it's been fermented. So we make this sweet liquid. We add the malt and the hops. And then we transfer it to a tank. That process takes about 8 hours.
Okay.
And then once we put it into a tank, a fermentation tank, the big, tall, skinny ones everybody sees in the pictures of breweries, that takes about two weeks to 4 weeks, depending on the type of beer. So the higher the alcohol content, the longer it's going to take to ferment.
Of course.
Beers like lagers, you heard of those, right?
Yep.
So they're going to take much longer to ferment just because of the yeast profile. So really anywhere between 2 weeks and 4 weeks, depending on the type of beer.
And then how long is the shelf life of a beer in a bottle?
It depends. So independent craft brewers, a lot of their beers are unfiltered, unpasteurized. So you want to treat it like milk. You always want to keep it refrigerated.
Really?
Wow. In fact, some liquor stores, they want to, you know, their heart's in the right place, and they want to put the beer like on what they call like an end cap or out front so people see it right away. That's not for us. So we insist and mandate that everybody keep our beer cold. So the shelf life of the beer is about 3 months. Mm. But if you keep it warm, it's going to accelerate and deteriorate very quickly.
And if you keep it...
Your beer will be in our coolers at our store.
My man.
Oh, we're going. See, this is the connection we make over here. You know,
it's a wonderful beer. I've just
thank
got
you very much.
Well, I have tasted... This is one of my favorite. Actually, I had it underlined to promote the Devil's Reach, but...
We won a number of different awards for this beer.
Right.
Well, we should taste one of the other ones.
But that you have at certain store, the mop.
Mop water?
Mop water.
Yeah.
That is not bad at all.
Oh, well, thank you, I think.
That's one of my favorites as well.
What is mop water?
So mop water is a beer that my father wanted to do. So when it's a long story, but the short of it is, so we all needed names to form our corporate entity and So we, you know, I'll be president, and Chris, he was going to be the COO, and my dad was like, I don't know, I've been doing this forever, like, I don't care, call me the Mop Man.
Yeah.
So he put that on there. So his nickname is the Mop Man, and he always wanted to do a pumpkin beer. So he insisted, oh, we got to do a pumpkin beer. And we didn't want to be following what other people do. Pumpkin beers are extremely popular for a very narrow period of time. So we're like, no, we're not going to do a pumpkin beer. We'll do something that maybe tastes like a pumpkin beer, but it's not going to be called the pumpkin beer. So we brewed this beer. We didn't really know what to call it. We look at it, and he's like, oh, man, it looks like mop water. We're like, that's it. Mop Man's Mop Water.
Mop Man's Mop Water. How about the
Is it a lager? Is it a whatever?
It's a spice beer. So it's like something you would drink in the fall. It's a little bit higher alcohol, so it has that warming effect. And it has all the spices you would think in a pumpkin beer. Nutmeg.
She
is phenomenal. It is very good.
For someone that's no background education on beer, take as like wines, Cabernet, Pinot, you name it, Merlot, Lager, Pilsner, and what
does it all mean?
What does it mean?
All right. So the best way to kind of tackle some of this stuff is to go to a brewery, because the people who work at brewery, that's exactly what they do, and they know beer. Right. So if you come to our tasting room, all of our what we call beer tenders, mm-hmm. they're all trained. So hey, first time at this brewery or first time to a brewery, they'll walk you through the process and say, okay, well, what do you like? What kind of flavors do you like? So we don't necessarily approach it from a beer style. There's all these different styles that you can work with, like stout or IPA or Belgian, and who knows what they mean. It's like, well, what do you like? Do you like bold flavors? Do you like dark, light, roasty, malty? And we walk you through the process and try to give them a flight of beers that introduce them to these potential flavor profiles.
Right, right. Wonderful.
You're both educating your customers. You're doing you and Rick.
Exactly. Yeah, it's about the experience. Well,
that's the point of the show here.
Yeah,
right?
It's
like the Disneyland
listeners.
Of meats and beers.
And we're educating our listener with a little bit of food and wine and beer. And I know what you did last shanty.
Uh-huh.
That's another one.
Uh-huh. That's a pumpkin shanty that we did. So
that was popular this past season.
It was extremely popular.
Still going on, right?
No, we stopped that. We do that in the fall. We do that one in the fall. It's I know what you did last year, just like the movie. I know what you did last summer, the horror movie.
Who comes up with all of this?
It's a democratic process. Yeah, it's not just me or one of us in a room saying this is what we're going to name it. We want to have fun, and I want to have everybody who works with us be involved and have ownership in what we do.
That's
so,
right.
So you know I know what you did last year was from one of our sales guys. That was his idea.
Like Ray's Corporation, like Joe's Restaurant, your corporation, businesses are just as good as the combination and the backbone of the operation, which are the employees.
Absolutely.
You could have so many leaders and so many generals, but you got to have a good army. And if we don't have that, we can't win the war.
That's right.
Basically.
It's our most important asset.
It's the employee. Mm-hmm. You're just as good as the employee's effort. So this is why the employees are the vital essence, the essence of the business.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a break soon, Brianna. we have plenty of time. In 2 minutes, we can cook a meal. we can take a steak and sear it real good and nice. I was at Ray's place the other day, and I took some pictures, which I didn't have a chance to post them yet, but the meat department there is second to none. And the dry age that are sitting in that box.
How long do you dry age?
We dry age for at least 28 days.
28 at least 4 to 5 weeks.
And a customer, our guests can actually see the product dry aging in our dry age rooms.
Mm-hmm. At a certain temperature, right? That's the dry aging.
Humidity?
Certain temperature, you've got to run between 34 and 36 degrees, but about 86% relative humidity.
Yes.
And a little bit of wind velocity, about 6 to 8 miles an hour worth of wind velocity in there to dry
it.
How did you figure that out, the 6 to 8 miles an hour?
Yeah, you know, it's just it gives you the opportunity to dry the product out without reaching what is known as rancidity.
Rancidity.
And there's a very, very clear
And water. That's the key to dry aging. I prefer the dry versus wet, which we're going to talk about that. But the rancidity, if you are not really on top of the drying process, you may affect or have an extra amount of percentage discharge from a sirloin, a T-bone, a porterhouse.
Yes.
So it's very important. I'm sure your butcher is pretty much on top of that.
Absolutely. We, you know, we monitor that almost on an hourly basis. Mm. And things are each piece of meat that's put in there has a day that it's coming out of there.
And how do you stop that process?
You actually stop it by pulling the product out, trimming it down, and getting all of the what is the dark off of it, and at that point cut the steaks and give them to our
and
guests.
And what is your percentage? We have 7 seconds, so we're going to go back to the news right now, right, Brianna? I'm going to come back and ask Ray so many more questions and Ryan. We'll be right back.
Live
and local radio you can depend on.